Part 2. Questions 9 to 12.
Listen to a conversation about a tragic event.
Did you hear the story on the news this morning about the apartment fire down the street?
I heard something about it. What happened exactly?
A fire started about 3 o'clock in the morning in an apartment complex with about 20 apartments. One of the apartments was completely destroyed, and several of the others were damaged.
Do they know how the fire started?
They're not sure at this point, but they believe that it was started by someone smoking in bed. It's a shame that one careless person can cause so much trauma for others, not to mention the thousands and thousands of dollars of damage.
Even more serious than the damage to property is the harm to the apartment's occupants. I hear that several residents were rushed to the hospital, but at least none of them died.
It's also frightening. Do you know of anything I can do to keep this from happening to me?
I guess the best thing to protect yourself is to make sure that you have a smoke alarm and a fire extinguisher in good working condition. The smoke alarm will give you an early warning that a fire had started, so you can call the fire department. It is a small fire. Maybe you can use the fire extinguisher to help put out the fire before the fire trucks arrive.
That's good advice. I think I'll go home and check my smoke alarm.
Questions 13 to 16. Listen to a conversation between two students.
We really need to get to work on our oral presentation for political science class.
We certainly do. You and I have to give the presentation in next week, and we've hardly anything done.
I can't believe that the presentation is next week. I thought we had so much time to prepare for. The time just seems to have disappeared. The presentation's on Thursday of next week, isn't it?
That's right, so we have exactly 1 week to get ready for it. We're going to have to do a lot of work in the next week.
In this presentation on the court system, do you think we should talk about all three, the municipal, the state, and the federal court systems? It's too much if we talk about all three, and I'm not sure we have enough time to prepare. How about if we only talk about the state and the federal courts? That sounds good to me. I think it's best if we talk about fewer topics and really cover them in depth. Say, I really know a lot about the state courts, and you know a lot about the federal courts. How about if we each work on preparing those parts individually, and then we can get together and put it all into one overall presentation? All right. I work on the federal courts, and you can work on the state courts, and then we'll get together in a few days. How about if we get together next Monday? That sounds good to me. The presentation is not until Thursday, so if we get together on Monday, we'll have plenty of time to work on it.
Not exactly plenty of time, but we should be able to get it done. See you on Monday, if not sooner. See you then.
Question 13. One of the man and woman discussing in this conversation. Question 14.
What will the man and woman discuss during their presentation?
Question 15.
When do they next plan to meet?
Question 16.
How much time do they have to prepare for the presentation?
Questions 17 to 20. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Kayaking?
Yes, you know what a kayak is, don't you? It's a long, narrow boat, the kind first used by the Eskimos. It's quite popular now on whitewater rivers.
I don't know what a kayak is. I was just surprised that you would take a trip like that. Weren't you scared?
At first I was, but after I learned some techniques for maneuvering the kayak, it wasn't so bad. But we didn't start out on the river. We had 3 whole days of instruction in a shallow pool first. Then, when we finally got out on the river, I felt ready for it.
Did you spend the nights camping outside on the ground? That alone would make the trip unappealing to me.
Oh no, the accommodations were fantastic. Each person on the trip had a private cabin, and the facilities included a hot tub, a large lounge where you could have a drink and relax, and a top-notch cafeteria with great food.
Now, that part of the trip does sound good to me, but I don't think I'd like the part that involves riding through rough water in a small kayak.
You should try it. I know you'd like it. I'm going to do it again myself as soon as I can afford to spend the time and the money.
Well, better you than me.
Question 17.
When does the conversation probably take place?
Question 18.
What are the man and woman discussing?
Question 19.
Which of the following is not part of the kayaking trip?
Question 20.
How does the woman feel about taking a kayaking trip?